I want to welcome you to Where the Music Takes Me and You. My sinuses are a little bit in overdrive, so if I sound a little scratchy, I apologize. But I've got a real fun show planned for today. Not long ago, somebody posted on Facebook from WTRU Radio, the old WTRU Tremendous Top 16, followed by the best of the rest. Now, the reason they said the Tremendous Top 16 was because WTRU was 1600 at the top of the AM dial. So what I'm going to be doing is taking some of the songs from that Tremendous survey and playing those records. And it kind of reminds me of when I used to walk downtown to Bierman's to buy records. So what I'm going to be doing is they had what was called the best of the rest, where they took numbers 17 through 33, and I'm going to be playing five songs from there. And then we're going to be doing a countdown of the top 16 in reverse order. So I hope this brings back a memory or two. And let's start out with number 33 with Johnny Rivers. We're going to follow that with Gary Puckett and Union Gap. And then the Bee Gees.
Oh, something's wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied.
Ride to San Francisco. Just take your glasses.
Now, the list that was posted was from November 17th of 1967. And it contained a song that was number 21 on the Best of the Rest. It was by a group from Lansing, Michigan, who won a Battle of the Bands contest. And the prize was a recording session with Motown. They had this one song, which reached number 21 on the charts, and that was about it, because Motown never promoted that band again. So a group from Lansing called The Ones with You Haven't Seen My Love.
Touch a cloud. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. Unreal as it may seem, you inspire my every dream. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. Help wanted someone, please come and end this misery. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. No. Begging, plead, you cast your spell on me. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. You made the stars lose track, and you broke my heart on top of that. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. I pray both day and night that you learn to love me right. You've done most everything, but you haven't seen my love. No.
I just love the organ in that song. Now we're going to go to number 16 with the Supremes, the 15s with Glen Campbell, and number 14 with a song that I don't think they could play today on the radio.
Falling in and out of love.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Dear son, you ask my reaction to long hair or beards on young people. Some great men have worn long hair and beards, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. If to you long hair or a beard is a symbol of independence, if you believe in your heart that the principles of this country, our heritage, is worthy of this display of pride that all men shall remain free, that free men at all times will not inflict their personal limitations of achievement on others, to demand your own rights as well as the rights of others and be willing to fight for this right, you have my blessing. You ask that I not judge you merely as a teenager, to judge you on your own personal habits, abilities, and goals. This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager, if you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers. If you will judge every human being on his own individual potential, I will do the same. You ask me if God is dead. This is a question each individual must answer within himself. Could a warm summer day, with all its brightness, all its sound, all its exhilarating breathiness, just happen? God is love. Remember that God is a guide and not a stormtrooper. Realize that many of the past and present generation, because of a well-intentioned but unjustifiable misconception, have attempted to legislate morality. This created part of the basis for your generation's need to rebel against our society. With this knowledge, perhaps your children will never ask, "Is God dead?" I sometimes think much of mankind is attempting to work him to death. You ask my opinion of draft card burners. I would answer this way. All past wars have been dirty, unfair, immoral, bloody, and second-guessed. However, history has shown most of them necessary. If you doubt that our free enterprise system in the United States is worth protecting, if you doubt the principles upon which this country was founded, that we remain free to choose our religion, our individual endeavors, our method of government, if you doubt that each free individual in this great country should reap rewards commensurate only with his own efforts, then it's doubtful you belong here. If you doubt that people to govern us should be selected by their desire to allow us to strive for any goal we feel capable of attaining, then it's doubtful you should participate in their selection. If you are not grateful to a country that gave your father the opportunity to work for his family, to give you the things you've had, and you do not feel pride enough to fight for your right to continue in this manner, then I assume the blame for your failure to recognize the true value of our birthright. Now, I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman. And I love you too, son. But I also love our country and the principles for which we stand. And if you decide to burn your draft card, then burn your birth certificate at the same time. From that moment on, I have no son.
Like I said, they wouldn't be putting that on the radio today. And in some ways, it's kind of sad. Now we're going to keep on going on the WTRU Tremendous 16, and we're going to be going to number 13, number 12, 11, 10, and 9 from the week of November 17th, 1967.
I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. sea for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
Lots of beneath my feet. Gentle touch from that one girl and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she going to own you, Kentucky woman. Earth beneath my feet, gentle touch. That one girl and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she going to own you, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
You better sit down, kids. I'll tell you why, kids. You might not understand, kids, but give it a try, kids. Now, how should I put this? I've got something to say. Your mother is staying, but I'm going away. No, we're not mad, kids, and it's hard to say why. Your mother and I, kids, don't see eye to eye. Prayers before you go to bed, make sure you get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the things your mother asks. She's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be here to stop them anymore. I know you don't want this, and neither do we. But sometimes things happen that we can't foresee. Now try to be calm, kids, and don't look so sad. Just 'cause I am be your dad. Just remember I love you, and though I'm not here, just call if you need me, and I'll always be near. Say your prayers before you go to bed, make sure you get yourself to school on time. I know you'll do the things your mother asks. She's gonna need you more, so stay in line. Keep in mind your mother's gonna need your help a whole lot more than she ever did before. No more fights over little things, 'cause I won't be there to stop them anymore.
Well, now we're up to number 7, a song written by Buzz Kaysen called Everlasting Love, and it's sung by Robert Knight. Now, the writer Buzz Kaysen, He was known as Gary Miles with the song Look for a Star when he traveled with the Dick Clark All-American Tour, and he also was the Daytonas with Ronnie and the Daytonas and Little GTO, and in Ronnie and the Daytonas, he was Ronnie in the song Sandy. And he's also a very nice guy who returns emails.
Good on the chart. I'm on the next plane to London, leaving on runway number 5. Next plane to London, and I'm missing him, that baby.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream? As a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really?
Little to win, but nothing to lose.
nothing to lose.
We are down to the final two. Number two, a song written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach, with singing by Dionne Warwick.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part, oh how I'll love you. Together, together, that's how it must be. To live
run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work I just take time, and all through my coffee every time I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
Well, we've reached the song number one, and I don't have an echo effect where I can go number one, 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 one. So I guess we're not going to do that. This is a song by a band that kind of really didn't even exist. It was a group of studio musicians from Mansfield, Ohio, and some of their previous members included Graham Goldman, who became 10cc, and the one and only Joe Walsh. So have you figured it out yet? The Ohio Express with Beg, Borrow, and Steal.
Pull the string and hope I will be your friend. But I know what's on your mind, so I'd rather stay out in the street without a dime. I'd rather beg, borrow and steal. I'd rather beg, borrow and steal. I'd rather beg, borrow and steal.
Go back to you.
Go back to you.
And that is what WTRU was playing in 1967, and it was probably all done by Stan Wallace. I hope you enjoyed this. I had fun doing this, and I've got one more song, Elvis recorded in 1967, and he got his only Grammy for this. And I hope to see you next week on Where the Music Takes Me and You.
Hey!